Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Lore Boy. It's just Lore Boy here this time. Jamie's off solving crimes, naturally, and then Ethan never made it back from the United States, so I figured I'd just solo this one here, because we obviously need to get a fucking episode out for you fuckers, or whatever, because you just need to download this. I know you can't go on without the sound of my voice. So this time I decided to delve into something pretty complex, since nobody's here to cut me off. We're going to talk about Kingdom Hearts, which is a series that I'm quite familiar with. Obviously grew up with Disney. Didn't grow up with too much Square Enix, but anyway, we're going to talk about basically Sora's parents, and then probably the origins of Sephiroth. What the fuck was that? Hello?
More wars!
Hello?
More wars!
Wait, oh my god. Ethan? Ethan, is that you? Ethan, are you okay?
Hey guys, Lore Boys here, bringing you another slamming episode of the Lore Boys podcast.
Ethan, were you in the cellar the whole time?
Yeah, I've been in there for, what day is it?
It's Monday.
You know, it's pretty hot for a cellar down there. I didn't miss the podcast, did I?
No, I just
started. On time?
I was going to solo it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We're going to do Kingdom Hearts.
No.
Do you have a better idea?
We're not doing that. We're not doing Kingdom Hearts, Peter.
That's stupid.
I mean, come on. What are you, a Kingdom Hearts expert all of a sudden?
No.
I disappear into a cellar for 2 weeks and you become an expert on Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, I mean, you told me you were in Columbus.
Yeah, well, that's another word for cellar, is a Columbus.
It's Latin.
Yeah, you know, in PEI, it's kind of like a Maritimer thing. That's what they call the cellars out there, they call them.
Go down and get the potatoes out of the Columbus.
Yeah, every home has a Columbus, you know, in case of tidal hurricanes.
Right.
You know.
So what are we going to talk about? If you have a better idea in that case.
Well, there was a pretty big announcement 2 weeks ago when I was trapped in that Columbus. Ravnica, a setting in Magic the Gathering, which I don't know if you knew this about me, Peter, but I'm a big fan of Magic the Gathering lore.
You posted two episodes about Magic the Gathering
thus far. That is true.
And find those.
That setting is coming to Dungeons & Dragons, which I don't know if you knew this about me, Peter, but I'm a pretty big fan of Dungeons & Dragons lore as well.
You've hosted two episodes about Dungeons & Dragons. Go back and find those.
Okay, so rather than do a third Magic the Gathering or a third Dungeons & Dragons episode, I guess I'll do...
A cool combo fifth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's how math works. Right?
It's like eight now. You took two and a half and two and a half.
Yeah, that's it. It's a third Magic, it's a third Dungeons & Dragons, and then it's also a third Magic and Dungeons & Dragons, so we're at like... 9, 10 now. I don't even.
You did three Magic episodes?
Now I'm doing it. This is it, buddy.
Okay, so this is one of.
It's I'm like counting this one three times.
It's an optic.
Is
it's
what
an,
I'm saying.
It's an optical illusion podcast where if you listen to it one way, one headphone is Dungeons and Dragons.
Turn your phone upside down and it looks like a duck. Turn your phone right side up, it looks like an old man.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyway, good to have you back, Ethan. How was briefly?
It was great. A lot of beautiful, beautiful people down in your Columbus, Peter.
Yep.
It's surprising. I had to drive 13 hours to get there. You know, I left.
I got a big house.
Yeah, I left work and I started heading towards your Columbus, and it just took me so damn long to get there. I met a good friend on the way. I met a bunch of friends when I was there. Shout out to the Geekly community who is hanging out in Peter's cellar, oddly enough.
Only a couple of them are handcuffed to the radiators.
Yeah, only a couple, and all voluntary, all consensual.
Yeah.
So
it's a real kinky thing among podcast hosts to be shackled into a radiator in some other host basement.
That's it.
That's how you get the proper scheduling for your crossovers.
Exactly. The only way you can lock someone down to show up on our show is to chain them up. Yeah, to get them to sign like a BDSM thing, and then just be like, okay, I'll be back. I'm your master now. You like this? I'll be back.
I just need you to sign this BDSM. It's like. Isn't that normally an NDA? I know what I said.
I know what I said.
But yeah. Hide all the new folks that Ethan introduced us to.
Hide all the new folks. Hide all my friends. Hide a Murphy. Hide a John. Hide a Courtney. Hide a John. Hide a Josh. Hide a Matt. Hide a Jason. Hide a Neil. Hide a...
Are you just making up names?
No, those are all real people. All right. I met about 100 people.
That's true.
I, like, on a first name basis, met at least 100 people. I'm sure I shook hands with more than that, and if I didn't mention your name just then, it's because Peter cut me off. I was getting to it, but
sorry.
I guess we'll get on with the episode. So Ravnica is a really, really cool setting in Magic the Gathering. If you don't know any Magic the Gathering lore, I'll try and cover it really, really briefly. We did two really good in-depth episodes a couple weeks back, so you can definitely go check those out.
Yep. The second one was Nicol Bolas.
Nicol Bolas and a bit of the Gatewatch. Liliana Vess was who we focused on.
Yeah.
We did talk about all the other members of the Gatewatch. So there's Gideon Jura. There's Jace Bellerin, who we'll be talking about a lot today. There's Liliana Vess. There's Chandra Nalar. There's Nissa Ravain. And then there's more members of the Gatewatch who join later, like Tamio, the Moonsage, and Ajani, the Protector.
Sounds like a character from a Rush song, Tamiel the Moonsage.
Tamiel the Moonsage, yeah. That just sounds like a Rush song,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
No, she's a cool-ass character, and she's a cool-ass planeswalker. She's hard to make viable, but she's like a green-blue, and she's just like a bard, which is like a bard of lore, I guess she would be.
So she is from Rush. Is what
exactly.
It's
fucking Geddy Lee.
Oren always says that Geddy Lee on Halloween flies around and abducts children on a broomstick because he looks like a witch.
Okay, fair. He's a very talented man, but I guess he's also a witch.
He was also my Bloodborne character, was Geddy Lee.
Yeah, if Geddy Lee looked like a gray Twi'lek from Star Wars, you got Tamio the Moonsage, baby.
Which are the the Twi'leks or the space
got
whores?
The two tentacles on their head. Yeah,
the whores.
Tentacles instead of hair.
Yeah,
that's my fetish. So
Warframe's a big fetish game for Ethan.
it's all a fetish, baby.
Yeah,
everything's a fetish.
I can get off. I don't care.
Yeah. So Ravnica has a really cool setting for Magic the Gathering, and like I was saying, Magic the Gathering, if you'll remember, Peter, features planeswalkers who are basically wizards with the ability to
go between dimensions and
shit. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And each dimension has a theme or a flavor.
Yeah.
So we talked about Dominaria a lot.
Was that the conquistadors vampires rode?
That was Ixalan.
That was awesome.
Which I can mention briefly with a little fun fact. But we talked about Dominaria, which was kind of like the center of all the planes, and it was the focus of the last major...
The Brothers' War and shit.
Yeah, exactly. All that took place in Dominaria. And then we talked a bit more about it on the last episode. We also talked about the Gatewatch last episode.
Briefly.
Yeah, who are just... They formed with five initially, the five that I listed, and then there was Tamio, and there was Ajani, who joined kind of later to help them out. But each one corresponds to a color.
Yes.
And the colors all have a different flavor reflected in the Gatewatch.
Much like ice cream and candy.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. Different colors have different flavors. That's how you know what pink should taste like.
But is it watermelon or is it strawberry?
It's strawberry.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
What if it's Jolly Ranchers?
Strawberry's my... Well, we thought we were talking about ice cream. Is there Jolly Rancher ice cream? That sounds disgusting.
Probably.
Probably. Just like so hard, just frozen whole Jolly Ranchers in your ice cream.
That would literally be like having broken glass in your ice cream. Like, I love Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Well, specifically blue, green, and red. But they do...
I like red.
If you bite down on them, they get... It's like Captain Crunch. It's just like, do you want to cut your mouth up?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Because Captain Crunch is like eating hard fiberglass.
Yeah.
Each color... like a rowboat.
So each color is a flavor. White or vanilla, I suppose, is like protection themed. So there's a lot of like barrier spells and stuff like that. Blue or blue raspberry is like illusion magic, which is like Jace Bellerin. He's an illusionist. All his spells are like, I show you big monster, you get scared and run away.
But big monster not real.
Big monster
He's
not real.
He's the Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
Okay.
Black or...
Black licorice?
Black licorice,
that's
I guess.
That's ice cream, probably.
Anise.
Salt licorice.
Yeah.
If you eat those horrible old lady candies that are like the neon pink with the black center and they're kind of dusty.
I don't. They sound awful. Those don't sound like candies, Peter.
Yeah.
Somebody's been feeding you the wrong
Neither
stuff.
Neither does Turkish Delight. It's just horse goo. And it barely tastes
I've
like strawberry.
I've never had Turkish Delight.
It's just gelatin. covered in powdered sugar.
Ugh. Yeah. That sounds awful.
Sometimes unflavored.
I've heard it's good, but it sounds awful.
Yeah, trick that kid from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and talking to the Ice Witch.
Yeah. Black is necromancy. Red is pyromancy, so it's kind of like anger and passion and quick Cherries. Thinking and let's not plan, let's go punch. Chandra punch. And green is kind of associated with growth and life and, you know, the forest, shoot off the bloom. So, Ravnica is a plane mostly hidden away from the other planes, making travel to it by planeswalkers difficult. It's also an ecumenopolis.
Huh?
Do you want to take a stab at what that means? It's derived from the Greek, coined in the 1960s by a Greek civil engineer.
Is it where things go to gather?
It's opolis. So it's a type of city.
Is it a city where things gather?
It's a city. It's an entire world dominated by a single city. So the entirety of the plain of Ravnica,
one city,
is one city.
Oh, that's cool.
One giant city called
Ravnica.
Ravnica. They just it was originally the city of Ravnica, and as it came to dominate the plain, that's just what they ended up calling it.
Okay, it's like Australia, where it's like, yeah, if you want to feel like an elitist prick for the Jeopardy answer, you call it Oceania or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's Australia.
Australasia.
Let's be real.
Yeah. It's a patchwork of grand halls, decrepit slums, and ancient ruins, with layer upon layer of stonework. Law, magic, and metaphysics of hierarchy are deeply woven into the very fabric of the plane, enabling cooperating leaders to achieve feats of greatness. So that's a little blurb from the official D&D Ravnica page.
That's a little cyberpunky, if you think about it. The mega cities.
It feels pretty steampunky without the steampunk technology per se.
Or the fat girls with goggles.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the skinny guys with goggles.
Thankful. Well, you know what? They seem to get along.
Or the cats with goggles. Or cats with top hats. That's a big thing in steampunk. So of the
That's the worst part.
Oh, excuse me. I got the burpees.
Ugh. Ethan's gassy.
So of the world's countless civic centers, one looms large above all others.
Utters?
Utters. All the utters there.
You get all the utters out.
My time in Columbus has changed me. The city of Ravnica is the name of the city center. A metropolis so vast that its name has long since become synonymous with the entire plain. It is here, amid the mazes of streets and the towering Gothic spires, that Ravnica's guilds vie for power.
Okay.
So the plain used to be dominated by war. Just everybody all the time, always fighting.
Was it like, what are the people like here? Is it like if it's a metropolis, is it like an ancient metropolis like Mesopotamia, or is it more of a modern one?
So
what's the tech level?
It's kind of,
give me the spice.
So Ravnica's history, where it starts, is at least 10,000 years before the first like book came out. Or like when the Ravnica set block came out in Magic the Gathering, it was 10,000 years since the formation of the guilds.
Okay, so it's been around for a while.
It's been around for a long, long time, and it seems to be like the city wasn't always so big, so dense, so populated, so they would have been, you know, like more spaced out kind of regions, kind of like nations. And just, they never completely destroyed each other, so all their cities just ended up merging someday.
Just found a buck in my couch.
Hey, not bad. That's a whole loony for you American listeners. So the plane used to be dominated by war. 10 armies battled for control of the plane, a conflict born of order versus chaos. This war lasted decades, if not centuries, and threatened the entire plane. Seeing the potential danger to the plane, Azor the First, who gets reprinted in the Vampire Pirate expansion as nice. Azor the Lawbringer, because he goes to Ixalan and becomes the Guardian of the Immortal Sun. But we're not going to talk about that today.
That was a really cool sentence, though.
I think I briefly mentioned some of it. It was why...
The pirate...
The pirate plane, you remember Jace got flung there after his battle with Bolas?
Right.
This is, for everyone listening who's lost, this was in the last episode. This is not what we're talking about, but if it sounds cool, go listen to it.
Yeah.
He got flung there after his battle with Bolas, and the other members of the Gatewatch all fought Bolas, and Jace got kicked out into Ixalan, and Ixalan, planeswalkers can't leave because of this artifact called the Immortal Sun.
Okay.
So the whole story was revolving around them finding the Immortal Sun so Jace could leave Ixalan, basically.
Okay. Back to the future.
Yeah, so a little fun fact. This guy, Azor the First, this is basically where he started, and he'll go on to be the Guardian of the Immortal Sun on Ixalan.
Okay, so he had to fight Jace at some point. I'm assuming.
Fight or air give him a challenge, or maybe he helped Jace. You know? Azor.
Your big dumb gem thing's keeping me from getting home, and I left the stove on. I need you to cut that shit out.
What did you say? I'm gonna box you around the ears, you little son of a bitch. Don't you talk about my waist necklace like that. You know how hard I work for that thing?
Let me at him.
Let me out. I wanna go home.
Let me at him. Let me at him.
Yeah, so Azor is the Sphinx leader of what's called the Azorius Senate. So there's gonna be a couple lengthy names that I'm gonna go through because I'm gonna do the fan service for people who are into Magic the Gathering. You don't have to remember most of them. Azorius isn't so important, but
he's a Sphinx.
He's a Sphinx. Yeah, cool. Azor's a Sphinx. And Azor proposed a solution that would save the plane from this war. Something called the Guild Pact. Before we get into what the Guild Pack is and why it's called that, let's talk about that Azorius Senate. So you remember the five colors from Magic the Gathering.
Yep.
Each of these 10 or 9, depending on who you ask, guilds or factions fighting represent two colors. So there's five colors.
Okay.
And each one represents two. That gives you 10. Baby.
Okay, so some of them overlap in that case. So you could have like a black, red, and a blue, red. And
yeah,
that's exactly what you do.
And you go through every permutation of that, and you end up with all 10 guilds. All
right.
So the Azorius Senate is the legislative and judicial body of Ravnica bureaucracy. They're white and blue.
Okay.
So white being stand-up and blue being kind of, you know.
Illusion.
Yeah, exactly. They give the illusion of order. The Boros Legion is a standing army that protects the Guild Pack and contains the League of Wojek. The League of Wojek is an important name to remember.
Okay.
So they're part of this red-white body, and the League of Wojek is the official peacekeepers of Ravnica. They're the town guards.
This is kind of like the grid from D&D? The alignment grid?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. They each have their own flavor. It's not as cut and dry as that, I don't think.
Okay.
But definitely similar. So red and white being protection, red being fight... They're the town guards. You know, they're the standing army
of
the thing. They protect the people.
They're the 5-0.
The House Dimmer, or Dimir, is a shadowy and manipulative guild that most believe no longer exists. And some who know have their knowledge wiped out.
Black, blue?
Got it. It provides illegal but necessary services, blue, black. So
illegal but necessary services? It's just like, yeah, politician gets a little too uppity. Where the guys you call, we assassinate them.
Exactly, yeah. And they're the spy network and they're the all that other stuff. The cult of Rakdos, considered a necessary evil by some, is composed of thrill killers who provide the heavy labor force of the plane. Take a guess.
Red.
Thrill killers.
Thrill killers? Because red was go, 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 let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And the murder ones... Is it red, black?
Red, black.
I thought I already said... No, I said red... I said black, blue.
Black, blue.
Excuse me.
Was Dimir.
I literally... Forgot
Shadowy
what I said 10 seconds ago.
Yeah. So the cult of Rakdos, headed by the demon Rakdos himself.
Asshole.
The next one is the Golgari Swarm, manages food production and organic waste disposal.
That's it's green-white.
Green-black.
Green-black.
Yep. The Gruul clans have fallen from their former glory as the keepers of Ravnica's wilds and now are nothing but a loose affiliation of berserker clans.
The Gruul clans?
The Gruul. G-R-U-U-L.
Okay, well that's red, green.
Red, green?
Yeah.
The Izzet League is now responsible for civil engineering works and new magical developments. It's a little trickier.
Civil engineering and magical developments.
Magical developments.
So they're like... University scientists, kind of.
Mad scientists.
Black, white?
Red,
black, green.
Red, blue. And that one's hard, to get on flavor.
I never would have guessed
that. One's hard to get on flavor, but when you know the style of the cards, it makes a lot more sense.
Okay, yeah.
So red, there's a lot of... I cast a spell that goes at instant speed and deals 3 damage to this.
Okay.
That's Lightning Bolt. That's one of the most infamous spells. And blue is all like counterspell.
Okay.
So they're really like instant and sorcery heavy... So when you say spell in Magic, when you cast a creature card, it's considered a spell. But what you and I would consider...
You're a planeswalker and you're summoning the
thing,
right?
What you and I would consider like a Harry Potter spell would be instants or sorceries.
Okay.
Whereas like white would do a lot of enchantments. They enchant things with
It's like buffs?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Buffs or debuffs. Things like you put like these like golden chains on your opponent and they can't attack or block.
My favorite spell in D&D is the Ray of Enfeeblement.
Yeah, exactly. The Orzhov Syndicate regulates trading and banking. Among other things?
Blue something.
White, black.
Yeah, I was way off. Those other ones are a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, there's, some of them are definitely much more obvious. The Celestia Conclave promotes the strongest religion, and its Yetiv guards patrol the rural areas.
Oh, that's got to be red, blue.
That's green, white. We already got red, blue.
Oh, yeah?
Strongest religion, yeah, would be... Oh. White is kind of spiritual. Green is like life and beauty and blah, blah, blah.
I don't think I'm going to get any more of these.
You might get the last one because there's only one combination left. If you've been, if for those of you who've been keeping track at home,
you've been playing the home
game.
This
is a freebie, yeah.
text the color to...
Text it now.
Yeah,
Peter's like, text me now. Come on.
Please, for the love of God.
Don't look like an idiot.
I don't want to lose this one. I need a lifeline.
No. The Simic Combine provides medical assistance and performs biological research.
Green, white.
Green, blue. Pretty close, though. So the Guild Pact, then, is a powerful binding spell created by Azor, but agreed upon by the leaders of each of the 10 guilds. It serves as the foundation of for all law in the Plane of Ravnica, and has tenets for each guild, so they all have their own place.
Okay.
So I said there's not a ton to remember. The Wojek League is important to remember, and probably just House Dimir is important to remember.
Okay.
Why House Dimir is particularly important to remember is because in the Guild Pact, it was written... that nobody could reveal that Dimir was even a thing. As far as a layperson knew, there was 9 guilds in Ravnica.
Oh.
Because they're the spy network. And they can't operate fully if everybody knows who they are.
Yeah.
So one of the tenants of the Guild Pact...
It was probably the guy from the League of Assassins who killed the president.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about, idiot?
There ain't no such thing as the League of Assassins. I'm telling you.
So like I said in their blurb...
And then they never saw him again.
Yeah, some people who learn of their existence will have their memories wiped, and that's fine and good.
Well, that's better than just fucking killing them.
And that's what Blue does. Blue is like all about...
They're like the Men in Black.
Yeah, memory wipe magic and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's magic. The Guild Pact's magic is enforced especially in the most significant representatives of the guild, such as the League of Wojek. For instance, when a Wojek officer wishes to imprison someone who has directly violated a Guild Pact law, it is possible to restrain them utterly. So just because the Guild Pact is tied to each guild,
okay,
and the strongest representatives from each guild are able to use its power to stop other guilds from fucking shit up. That's against the law. Basically, the Guild Pact itself is focused upon an ancient primeval living document signed with blood and magic by each of the parents, or the original leaders of the guild.
Okay.
Some of whom are still around. Rakdos is still around. Niv-Mizzet is the fire mind. He's a dragon wizard who leads the Izzet clan, the blue-red clan.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a primeval document signed with blood and magic by each of the parents to represent their willingness to work together to hold the city together. Of course, not surprisingly, the leaders since then, including the still living parents, like Niv-Mizzet, have worked hard to find loopholes in which to set their own plans forward.
I think I've heard that name before, Niv-Mizzet.
He's a very popular card.
Yeah.
Niv-Mizzet is one of the most famous cards in Magic the Gathering, I think. Definitely up there. As a side effect, the Guild Pact prohibited a lot of planeswalkers from visiting the Plane of Ravnica, just because they kind of mess with the natural order of things.
Yeah, they seem very well organized.
The Guild Pact was so strongly tied to the plane itself that in order to maintain the word of law, it had the power to rewrite the events of reality. So when somebody from the League of Wojak tells you to sit the fuck down and stop, like, the Guild Pact had the power to rewrite the reality of the plane so that you would sit down and stop.
I see.
It's kind of like an Elder Scroll, that it just, like, what's written on it is fucking law.
Okay,
You don't get to argue, you know?
But it doesn't exist until you read it, sort of thing?
No, it does exist. It does exist when you read it. There's, like, very strict tenets.
Okay.
And, like, if you try and break the law, you can kind of get away with it, but it's like, if you steal from another house, it has the power to just rewrite reality so that whatever you stole is back in their house.
Okay.
So it's just, like, there's no point in doing it because reality says no.
You, like, get home with your big bag of swag and dump it out onto your bed, and it's just all snakes. Son of a bitch.
Goddamn Golgari. A lot of snakes in green-black.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so while the laws of the Guild Pact are metaphysical binding forces across the whole plane, there exist spaces that are exempt from it, and I love this tidbit. So there's certain points on Ravnica where the guild pact's power doesn't hold any sway.
Okay.
For example, the inner sanctum of Obzedat, which is the capital of the Orzhov, the white black house.
Okay.
Which are the bankers and traders.
Oh, Jesus.
So they're exempt from the rules of reality. The people who admit taxes and organize all the banking, they're exempt from the rules of reality. They can steal as much as they want.
Naturally.
Yeah, allowing the Obzedat to even countermand guild pact laws with their own edicts. There was also another plane. There's a section of the plane where the spirits of the dead go.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank on what it's called. But that, the spirits of the dead are able to counteract the effects of the guild pact.
I mean, that's fair. Like, when you die, I think you get a little fucking, you get a break, though, right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's the only way out. It's just like you can go on vacation when you're dead, son.
Yeah, and I can't remember what it's called. And my Google foo is not very strong right now. But that section of Ravnica of the plane does eventually splinter off and form its own like pseudo plane. So like at a certain point, it kind of just like it's not even considered anymore. You know,
but they secede.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Like screw this, we're going home. Or I guess just over here because we're dead. Now,
it's like a cult.
Yeah,
it's like we all just killed ourselves, guys.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody drink the flavor aid.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm so sick of this stupid guild pack.
What were they called?
It was I don't know.
Oh, okay, sorry. I wanted to make a Jonestown pun.
I made a point of. When I was going through this, I was like, oh, I'm going to throw this little fun fact at the end. And then I found it fit really good here. So I decided to throw it in here, but I forgot to add it at the end.
Dang.
Yeah, classic. So now while the guild pact can reshape the reality of Ravnica to an extent, it does have its limits. Remember when I said that no one knew of the existence of the 10th house, Dimir?
Yes.
Well, one day, a member of the League of Wojek, who had significant power over the pact itself, publicly arrests a high-ranking Dimir agent, exposing him and the entire house to the public.
Like a Scooby-Doo villain when they pull off a mask?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what?
So there's this guy, this red-white guy, who's, according to the Guild Pact, is like the word of law, and what he proclaims is kind of true. But the Guild Pact also says that nobody can out House Dimir.
Okay.
So we got a little bit of a...
Catch-22 here.
Yeah, or...
Paradox.
Paradox, that's the word.
Yeah. True. It wouldn't be a catch-22, it would be a paradox.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a little bit of a paradox. This generated such a significant loophole in the guild pack, which itself ensured that Dimir would remain a secret because so many people now knew, it was in the hands of words of a trusted and faithful member of the League of Wojek, fearing a return that it destroyed... I didn't finish the sentence. That it destroyed the original guild pack.
I didn't finish the sentence.
I didn't, yeah. Just ended there. So yeah, it destroyed the guild pack because the guild pack was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. You guys figured it out. I'm leaving.
Until the stock market crash.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like the paper just like folds itself up into a paper plane, just flies
away. Out a window, catches fire in midair.
So fearing a return to all-out war.
That might be funny.
Yeah.
To draw.
Just a paper airplane like folding itself up.
Well, that'd be hard to do, but it's just like escaping out a window.
Yeah, yeah. So fearing a return to all-out war,
come back.
A member of the Orzhov Syndicate drafted a new non-magical guild pact, but since it was not backed by metaphysical forces and so tied to the essence of the plane, no guild took it seriously. So it's like you had this like this contract in like this creepy room on a pedestal signed in blood by ancient gods.
Yep.
And it just like folded itself up to an airplane, into a paper airplane, and left. And then like this one girl was like, "Why not? I'll write a new one. All right, new one. Everything will be fine, guys."
Is it magic?
Yeah.
No, but it's gonna be really airtight. I'm telling you, I got the best contract lawyers on this one.
Well, we're just thinking if it's not magic, then it's justifiably and objectively inferior to the last one.
That's it. Oh, sure, I'll sign it. Whatever.
Did they?
Yeah. So they all sign it, but nobody really gives a shit.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just like a piece of paper in someone's thing. They're like. Yeah. What are you going to do, you know?
Yeah. Real hard at them, just like, I'll follow your rules.
That's it, yeah. It's like, we're literally a people built entirely of barbarians.
Yeah.
But we'll listen to you.
We only hung out because that evil paper.
Yeah, that evil paper told us.
Kept us in check.
So there would need to be.
Well, where you go, like big origami guy, like packed up a suitcase, puts his hat on. He's just like big folded up paper man, just, like leaving his wife.
Yeah, that's it.
Nah, I'm out of here. No paper's holding me back no more.
So
I found a new girl. Her name's Comic Book. Way less pages, much thinner.
Yeah, yeah, much thinner. And she's so colorful. I
so
tell
much
you.
Fun.
So much fun. She doesn't have a lot of pictures of guys, though.
Yeah.
Should I be worried? I'm your wife.
Yeah, just like as he's leaving his wife for his mistress.
Yeah. Should I be worried about this?
Leave the dog.
Now, Mitzi wants him.
That was a Far Side comic that I read a long time ago. It was like, okay, Margaret, I don't care if you leave, but leave the dog. And she's like, this woman's like leaving a house with a dog-shaped suitcase. It's like a sarcophagus for a dog. Far Side is what inspired me to start drawing.
The Far Side is, yeah, it was a huge inspiration just for comedy in general for me, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's good, good, funny shit.
It's weird shit, too.
It's that stupid humor that I love.
Yeah.
Like when you do the 666 back, or the devil spelled backwards is 666 or whatever.
I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Take out all the letters, all the vowels in your name, and replace them with the corresponding number. Like that kind of stupid humor. That's Gary Larson Far Side humor right there.
And what is it? 30 days in a month is like, no, these calendars are going too fast.
Yeah, exactly.
We weren't ready for this. Yeah.
So.
You did some of our outtakes and some of our previous goofs.
Yeah.
Just recycle them now because we've been doing this for so long.
We do like the circle jerk. Mm-hmm. Now that the real guilt pact is gone and there's this, you know, piece of paper that everyone's kind of abiding for now.
It's like Lisa Simpson's, like, Florida costume.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, it's totally good enough, guys.
That's it.
And now the award for the students who obviously had no help from their parents when Homer built it.
I went to a Halloween party a couple years ago as Ralph, as Idaho.
Oh, yeah?
So I just wore all blue, and I taped a sheet of paper
that says
to my chest that just says Idaho on it. Yeah, I got laid at that party.
Nice, dude.
Not to, I know that's kind of like a douchey thing
Idaho,
to say.
Idaho always gets laid.
Idaho.
Oh, you would a hoe.
You not to hoe.
You would a hoe.
I know that sounds like a douchey thing to say. Sound like maybe I'm flexing a little bit. Just saying. Stupid costume.
Get you laid.
Yeah.
Everybody out there, go dress up like an idiot tomorrow and go out in the world. Find your love.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't.
But you tried.
Yeah, I guess.
You tried to make it work.
The old college try. I did get Simpson's quote of the day to follow me on Twitter, though, and I think he still does.
So there'd need to be another guild pact. Many of the residents knew, though Azor, who had drafted the original guild pact, was long gone, as we know, off in Ixalan, protecting the immortal sun.
Yep. Hanging out somewhere else, keeping Jace from going home.
Well, in steps in.
He hid the keys. They were under the mat the whole time.
In steps in, everyone's favorite magic-y boy, Jace Beleran.
Jace Beleran.
Yeah. So... do you remember his origin story?
No, because we do the magic ones pretty sporadically.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy for me, or either easy for you guys to remember... it's easy to remember Destiny from Jamie, because he did three in a row.
Yeah.
And it's easy for you guys, in some capacity, to remember Battletech. A lot of Elder Scrolls is easy.
That's fine, Peter. I'm not looking for excuses. I was just asking a question.
Is he from the Brothers War? Is he one of the brothers?
No. So
did he get bullied?
He did get bullied, but then something happened afterwards. He met another... Sphinx.
Oh, yes. And then that activated his Planeswalker spark.
Yeah, so he was a small boy who went to school, and a teacher, a Sphinx, saw a lot of potential in him.
Yep.
And said, I want to take him in as my private ward.
Let's get down to business.
I'll be his tutor. And he sent Jace on what he called missions of diplomacy, where Jace would go and negotiate with different sides. And Jace did that for a while until one day he got suspicious and ended up...
he could read his thoughts. And it turns out that he was
read his master's mind.
Playing both sides, wasn't he?
Al-Hamaret, yeah.
Yeah.
So what Al-Hamaret would do is he would send Jace to one side, get him to negotiate and give up some information. Jace would come back. Al-Hamaret would wipe his mind or just the relevant memories and then send him to the other side and do the same thing. So Al-Hamaret was just collecting all this information then selling it to both sides kind of thing. So Jace discovered this. Jace was born on the plane of Vryn.
Sure.
For the record. Jace discovered this, confronted his master. He ended up in a duel with his master, and neither of them won. But he was he to protect himself, activated his Planeswalker Spark and planeswalked to Ravnica, where his memories were completely erased and he didn't remember where he was from. He was just a boy in Ravnica, basically. So,
and then there was the other girl who like burned her entire village down by accident.
Yeah, Chandra Nalar, the red member of the Gatewatch, accidentally set fire to her town in a town where
pyromancy was banned.
She didn't set fire to the town. She was a pyromancer, and the people came and set fire to all the homes to punish the village that harbored a pyromancer.
Right, yeah.
Nyssa Ravane saw Emrakul, which is definitely the coolest one of those. Gideon Jura was a scrappy young lad who was like a Robin Hood-esque figure, and then he ended up going to jail and learning hieromancy, the magic of justice, from a prison warden.
So I guess that'd be the white one.
Yeah, that was white.
Yeah, he's a paladin, basically.
Exactly. Liliana Vess tried to revive her brother, and she was sold a potion by something called the Raven Man.
Right.
And he came back to life and tried to kill her, and then she went seeking vengeance on the Raven Man, and she ended up making a deal with four demons.
And then hunted them down and killed them.
As was arranged by Nicol Bolas secretly, and then she worked for Nicol Bolas for a while. And then as of the last expansion, or two expansions ago, Ixalan, Rivals of Ixalan, she slew the fourth and final demon of her contract.
You're right, yeah.
The only one left to kill is Bolas now.
Isn't he like a planeswalker god or something?
He is a planeswalker god and much, much stronger than any...
Yeah.
Than pretty much anybody in current Magic the Gathering canon.
Yeah, like, doesn't stand a fucking chance against Nicol Bolas.
That's it. He's an elder dragon that's been alive for literally hundreds of thousands of years. Yeah, and he's a bad boy. You know, he wears a leather jacket. He smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
He's really cool. He rides a motorcycle.
He still hangs out at the high school even though he's 19.
Yeah. So yeah,
Liliana Vess is 17, but she don't care.
Jace's
it's just Greece.
Yeah, that's
it's
it.
It's just Greece.
Tell me more. What did Jace say to you?
Did he put up a fight?
Yeah, he was a Sphinx. Kicked my ass.
Yeah.
So Jace's memories were erased, and he spent his youth in Ravnica. Being an orphan.
Summer loving, the planes are so bad. Sorry, I was just working on that one. Wheels returning.
Being an orphan, so sad.
Yeah.
So he was an orphan because when he was a child, he got teleported to a faraway dimension with no memory of his past.
Does that count as being orphaned?
I think so.
If your parents don't know
if
where you are?
If that doesn't, then what does?
Orphans aren't just not aware of their parents existing. They're dead.
No, or abandoned. You can be abandoned as an orphan. This got sad.
Does that count?
Yeah.
I thought your parents had to be dead.
Now, what are you if you live in an orphanage because your parents gave you up? If not an orphan.
And you're, yeah. Secondhand child.
That's my child once removed. That would be your grandchild. Or you. Whoa.
Whoa.
Or your brother?
I don't know.
I don't know how this works.
I don't even know what a second cousin is.
A second cousin...
That's why I've never had sex with anybody. Just in case.
A second cousin is your cousin, but then it's...
Is it your cousin's kid?
No, your cousin's kid is your first cousin once removed. Once removed refers to generations.
Uh-huh.
That's why I say your child once removed would be your grandchild or you. Because removed in which direction?
Right.
Oh, no, wait, because your child would be once removed. Childs are always once removed.
Children.
Children is...
Childs.
Remove them.
Get them out of here.
Okay, what are we talking about? So, Jace's memories were erased. He spent his youth in Ravnica. Being an orphan, he ended up with a rough crowd, one known as the Infinite Consortium.
Cool.
Run by one Tezzeret. And I mention that not because you know the name, but because people who play the game Magic the Gathering would know the name.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was just, in my head, in of us, I was like, searching for Tezzeret.
Yeah, just like, like CPU on overdrive. Like,
I'm starting to sweat.
he was Jace's mentor for a while. He's usually a blue planeswalker, sometimes blue-black.
He's a little edgy. He's an edgy boy here and there.
He's a master of metal. So he like he creates like machines to do his bidding for him, kind of thing. Kind of like Urza.
Yeah, I was gonna say Urza had all those like weird meat cyborgs.
Yeah, no, that was Yawgmoth made the meat cyborgs. Urza just made the robots.
Okay.
And then Yawgmoth took his technology and made meat cyborgs out of them.
Right.
Tezzeret does just make just robots, but he's like also like a really shady, underhanded guy who runs this tough street gang called the Infinite Consortium.
Okay.
So this is on Ravnica.
Some of which are robots who smoke and get kids to smoke.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. They hang out at the high school, even though they're a 19-year-old model.
That's all right. That's the theme of this episode, I guess, whatever, like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I couldn't remember what the fuck's that movie even called?
Dazed and Confused.
Right.
Jace would work for Tezzeret for years until they eventually had a meeting with Nicol Bolas.
Oh.
Turns out Nicol Bolas founded the Infinite Consortium.
He's got his dirty little tendrils and a lot of crime,
He does, yeah. He's got his...
He's a bad guy.
He's got his little dragony horns and a lot of pies. That circle in between his two horns, actually a pie.
Full of pie.
Or just an orb full of pie. He like cracks it open like a Kinder Egg and just...
Just pie everywhere.
Gives it to all the kids every Halloween.
To all the orphans.
Yeah, oh, just a bunch of crushed up pies.
Shittiest Christmas.
Just like looks like so sad looking at two halves of an egg just like full of crushed up pie. Like,
not like orphans know any better, but I mean, yeah. still a shitty Christmas.
Yeah.
At least it just like open up, it's full of polio.
Yeah. Nicol Bolas like a shitty Santa, like fake Santa beard, like a stupid like hat.
Barely hanging off.
And just like two halves of an egg with just like crushed up pie in it. Oh, that's dumb as hell.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, like, if I'm going to draw Nicol Bolas a second time, the first time he was, like, that dumb magnetic superhero, and this time he's going to be what? Fucking Santa Pie?
Santa Pie, yeah. Middle of July. Or, I guess, August.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it turns out that Nicol Bolas initially set up the Infinite Consortium on Ravnica as his kind of base of operations there.
Okay.
And he sent Tezzeret as his goon to go run things for him.
Hired goons?
Yeah, so Tezzeret is an agent of Bolas. He actually—I'm pretty sure he has a—I think one of the Planeswalker decks. He's like list like that's his name,
agent of Bolas.
Tezzeret, agent of Bolas. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, and he kind of was getting a little. Hey, I'm the tough guy here. I run this gang, yeah. You know. And Bolas was like, "Okay, well,
combs his hair all the time.
That's it. Let's go sit down and talk." Huh?
Yeah.
That's what Bolas said because he's the Godfather. Did you get the reference?
I did.
Okay, good. Yeah. I nailed the voice.
Oh, man, Nicol Bolas doesn't like that, do you, Bolas?
No, I do not.
So Jace comes along with Tezzeret when they go to meet Bolas, because Tezzeret's like, hey, you're a mind mage, aren't you? Come shield my brain from this giant elder dragon that can just blow up entire planes at will.
And Jace is like, well, okay, boss.
Sure
thing, boss.
Okay, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Was that the little mobsters? It was Muggsy in Looney Tunes.
Shut up, Muggsy.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, and then the little guy was something else.
I'm not going to remember. But Looney Tunes is good, and you should watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jace has kind of been, like, chafing in the Infinite Consortium ever since he joined, you know?
He doesn't like doing bad dude stuff.
He's not cut out for gang life.
Is he not a bad enough dude?
He's not a bad enough dude.
Our sister podcast is monthly now, by the way. Don't forget about the bad dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. While we're on the subject.
You know, I said bad dudes several times, I feel like, this episode.
Yep.
It didn't even occur to me that I was talking about our sister podcast.
Monstars.
Yeah, for shame. Monstars. Throwing it back to Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Always. Yeah, man. I'm consistent. I'm just giving them all the alley-oops.
All the Michael Jordan slam dunks.
Yeah.
What?
Come on and slam.
Jordan's special juice.
I checked out the website of one of my merchants recently. They basically have a Space Jam the movie website.
Oh, yeah.
In modern
real
day.
Real 1990s.
Such garbage. It was unbelievable.
Real 1999.
And I'm like, oh, you wonder why you get chargebacks.
Yeah.
You look like you were made for dial-up.
Yeah.
Just all black, bright red text. Just like, oh, Jesus.
kill it with fire. So Jace doesn't like his time in the Infinite Consortium. He's not a bad boy. He doesn't smoke real cigarettes. He just smokes cloves. And he doesn't even really inhale.
What a bitch. Yeah. Just like outside of his mouth?
That's it, yeah. Just like,
yeah, real good, guys.
He holds one beer, that's like, it. All night.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa, guys, I'm so drunk.
Yeah.
Just trying to be cool.
Boy, we sure are having fun, right, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, boys, are we having a good time? Yeah, let's go break his legs. You want to swing? No, I'm good. I'm too drunk to swing properly.
Just, like, stand on the outside, just like...
No, he just casts an illusion of him swinging.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a swing at the guy's legs.
Bitch, yeah.
He's,
like, crying in a corner, like, casting an illusion. Just like...
yeah. But he does agree to go with Tezzeret, because Tezzeret's the boss, and you don't say no to the boss.
In order to shield the boss's mind from...
We want to find a new mob job in this economy? I don't think so. In this mob economy?
With those unions? Come on.
Come on. I mean, we run the unions, but we run them fucked up.
But you'll never get in because we run them.
Yeah. We've got strict rules. Very corrupt.
Yeah.
By design.
So he goes with Tezzeret to shield Tezzeret's mind from the Elder Dragon.
From the Godfather.
A task which he is hopelessly not up to. So they have their little...
Did he just walk in trying to like shield him? He's like, out of the way, nerd.
Well, they walk in, and Bolas communicates everything telepathically. He's a dragon, so it's just kind of how
they
speaks.
They don't speak?
I don't know if canonically they speak. It's not how Bolas speaks. He speaks to your mind.
Cool.
And he has a conversation with both of them at the same time. So, like, Jace is basically in Tezzeret's head, trying to block any mental attacks, hearing that conversation, while Bolas is also talking to him, asking him a bunch of questions.
Going very poorly.
And just, like, basically just, like, smiling, like, really, like, a shit-eating grin the whole time, just like...
Like the Grinch?
Yeah, you guys are fucking idiots. Yeah. Like, I know what you're doing kind of thing. Sure enough, overwhelms Jace completely, ends up launching a psychic attack on both of them, but obviously wasn't out to kill them because... He just kind of, you know, like, scared them enough that they ran away.
Yeah, he needs good people working for him either way.
Exactly, and he just wants to instill the fear of an elder dragon in them.
I mean, that's a scary thought.
That's scarier than God in a lot of ways.
Yeah. You don't hear a lot about God in this story. You hear a whole hell of a lot about Nicol Bolas, though.
Nicol Bolas, I think we touched on it last time, in Amonkhet, the Egyptian plane, enslaved all the gods of that plane to his will. So,
right.
And then when he got tired of them, he killed them, used their bodies to create horrific new gods out of like their corpses, and used those to enslave the people of the plane.
Yep, we did mention that. that does sound very familiar. Yeah. He's a cool dude.
He's a really cool dude.
Yeah.
Smokes cigarettes.
Bad guy.
He smokes a cigar.
Yeah.
This guy. Keep kicking the table. So while the two escaped, Tezzeret would torture Jace for his failure, and Jace realized that, hey, this Tezzeret guy really had it up to here with him.
Yep.
All he was doing was trying to help him out.
Starts walking around, asking to unionize. Nobody wants to, so he just goes on strike by himself.
That's it. He basically
ends up buried in a football field.
Tezzeret has, like, a robotic arm.
Cool.
Like I said, he uses, like, robots.
Oh, okay.
And he used it to, like, create a blade and use that to, like, torture Jace for, like, a long time. Like,
death
way
by
too
a thousand
long.
Cuts. Just
exactly.
Like...
Just, like, jamming him and healing him and jamming him and healing him kind of thing.
No good.
Jace would leave Tezzeret, try to take him down, end up meeting up with Chandra and Liliana. Chandra and the three would eventually take down Tezzeret long before the events of the Gatewatch. And I won't touch on the Gatewatch today because we have a bit to get through, but the first events of the Gatewatch happened there, so... The Gatewatch forms when a bunch of Lovecraftian horrors called Eldrazi threaten the plane of Zendikar.
We've talked about them before, yeah.
So
briefly.
Yeah, so Jace kind of has this interlude where he doesn't go back to Ravnica after defeating Tezzeret. Or before he defeats Tezzeret, he goes to Zendikar, meets up with Chandra and Liliana and Chandra and Nissa.
Okay.
And through a variety of means, he discovers what's called the Sanctum of Ugin, which is where all the ley lines converge. And a ley line in Magic the Gathering and Dungeons and Dragons.
Is that the way to travel? But is that like the road between planes?
No, it's like on a plane. It's where the magic is kind of drawn from. It's just like these arbitrary lines, and where they converge, it's like crazy things can happen. You know what I mean? Like, you cast a really powerful spell where a bunch of ley lines converge, there's a good chance you, like, open a portal to another dimension or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So...
Sure.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's a Hadron Collider.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like... in Magic the Gathering, like we've said before, all the magic comes from the land. Like, in the card game, you play lands to cast spells.
Yeah.
And just like there's fault lines where, like, plates meet.
Yes.
Where the magical plates meet. You have these things called ley lines.
Okay.
And where, like, say, four plates meet, you have a really powerful node where all those ley lines converge.
Okay, so that, like, Four Corners National Park where the four states are together, that's how you can go back in time.
Texarkana County.
Yeah.
Like, that's... So they find this thing called the Sanctum of Ugin, Ugin being the spirit dragon, who's another elder dragon to rival Bolas.
Cool.
There's
not a whole lot of them around anymore, right? It just seems to be him.
With the latest Dominaria expansion, there's five new ones.
I see.
There's Vivictus. That's the only one I'm going to remember. But there's five, or no, there's four new ones, I think. And Bolas was re-released with Dominaria.
Okay.
If I recall correctly.
But he's not going anywhere anytime soon, apparently.
No, that's it. And it's kind of him in a younger form. I don't know if it's him in a younger form, but...
Cool. A younger, sexier Nico Bolas.
Yeah, so I won't touch too much on
his
this.
His hair is still blonde.
But things happen. They, you know, Ulamog ends up escaping, who's one of the Eldrazi Titans. He ends up escaping. They do what they can. They, you know, trap him in this thing, and another planeswalker called Obnixilus shows up and fucks everything up, and they end up fighting Obnixilus. They beat Obnixilus. They manage to control the Eldrazi spawn. And Jace is like, well, that was a long day. I guess I'm going to go home. So he goes back to Ravnica. They form the Gatewatch. They decide the base of operations for the Gatewatch will be Jace's apartments in Ravnica.
Cool.
It's like, hey, dude, now that we beat that Lovecraftian horror, can I just, like, crash on your couch for a couple weeks?
Shove the lamp over.
Yeah, that's it. So Jace returns to Ravnica. A bunch of more stuff happens. Liliana kind of sells him out for a while because Liliana, if you remember from last time, is still technically working for Bolas because
yep.
she hasn't killed the four demons yet. So she betrays him. His mind gets wiped.
Again?
Yeah, again.
Poor son of a bitch. I'm surprised he can still spell his name.
It happens to him a lot.
Does it have any, like, long-lasting effects? Where he's just incontinent?
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah. Every time he wakes up with his mind wiped, he's, like, pissed his pants.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Every time he wakes up, he can't remember what he did all night.
No. Like, I mean, it sounds like he just got drunk. I've had a couple of those recently. Not that I've peed myself, but I've got a couple of blank spots.
So, while he's kind of wandering around Ravnica, searching for the clues to what happened, basically the others of the Gatewatch leave. They go to Kaladesh.
Okay.
Which was the Kaladesh and Aether Revolt expansion, where they'll end up finding Tezzeret, but Jace doesn't go with right away. He'll end up doing this first. So he's kind of just wandering around.
I got a side quest to go on, guys. Go on without me.
He, like, lost his memory, and they're like, oh, Chandra's like, oh, my home plane, there's a dangerous planeswalker there. I got to go investigate. He's like, okay, cool, bye. So he's wondering,
I don't remember why I cared about that.
That's it, yeah.
Get out of here.
Who are you?
Yeah.
What are you all doing in my apartment?
Yeah, imagine waking up a bunch of wizards in your apartment, and they're just like, we need to go to another dimension because a bad guy is there. You're like, I need some time here, guys.
Yeah, I need a coffee first.
Yeah.
You guys got time for a coffee? No? I'll catch you up.
Yeah, yes. 1,000 years later.
Just like all the Gatewatch just there, like basically an intervention, and Jace just like so drunk and hungover, like, what's going on? Who are you people?
You slept on your single couch again.
He just like casts an illusion spell to make him look like a chair or
not
something.
Not disheveled.
Or just not there at all. Just like they come wake him up. You just cast an illusion spell to make him look like his bed.
A pile of pillows.
Yeah. A pile of pillows in the shape of a person.
Yeah, exactly.
With like a face on it.
Jace, wake up.
Jace, wake up. Jace isn't here. Fuck. So Jace,
that's his power. It's not that he casts illusions. He's very good at like just making dumb distractions from an 80s movie.
Yeah. So Jace discovers something in Ravnica, something hidden beneath its streets called the Implicit Maze.
Okay.
Now, to jump back to before we were talking about Jace, you remember what we need? We need a new guild pact.
Right, yes.
Because the guilds are about to tear each other apart. We need something to stop them from tearing themselves apart.
Because the old one got up and left.
So Jace is walking around one day, and he notices these weird symbols appearing in regular intervals all around the city. He doesn't know why. He's like, I'm going to investigate this.
Yeah.
So he goes to the Izzet. He goes to Niv-Mizzet himself, the Fire Mind. And, you know, he's like, hey.
Is the Fire Mind a...
It's a, like an honorific. It's a dragon.
He's
a dragon.
It is a dragon.
The Fire Mind is a title.
Okay.
Is what I was trying to say.
I thought it was some sort of monster.
No,
he's a dragon, so technically it is a monster.
He's a wizard. He's a dragon wizard.
Right.
That's what he is.
Okay.
So he goes to him. He trades some information. He meets up with his friend from Celestia, which is white-green. Pretty good.
Cool.
Amara. Jace trades secrets with the Izzet, but the Dimir are more willing to send assassins to get the information they want rather than trade secrets with them.
I mean, it does sound a lot like what they would do.
So as news of the discovery begins to spread...
His nudes are discovered?
Yeah. Jay's like, oh God, I gotta get all these back.
Of course he didn't know because he had his memory wiped. Yeah, and like it. All these weird nudes.
Yeah, just... he's like chasing down this secret for so long. He diving into this like ancient crypt. He's like wading through all this like deep waters, fighting off all these skeletons. He gets to the end. He opens up like this chest. There's just like pictures of him just like sprayed.
Just
laid out naked. Like, oh my God.
Dude, if you wiped a guy's memory multiple times, imagine... imagine what he would wake up to one day. He'd just be like,
God, what did I do last night?
Yeah, even if he starred in The Hangover 5, which is actually based on his life that he doesn't remember.
So as news of the discovery begins to spread, the guilds prepare for war. Jace discovers that ley lines, ancient lines of power, run underneath the city and through each of the 10 guild gates. So each guild has what's called a guild gate.
Okay.
It's a special type of land in the card game that you play that can produce one of either type of mana.
Okay, it's like a twin-colored card that can apply to a certain guild.
That's it. If you have the Rakdos guild gate, it enters the battlefield tapped, but when it untaps, you can produce either red or black mana.
Okay, depending on what you need.
Yeah, there's also things...
So you can build like a red-black deck and then have a guild gate handy.
You absolutely can.
Okay.
There's even names for the for three-color combinations, which I won't get into right now, but you can build three-color decks, you can build five-color decks, you can build no-color decks, you can build whatever kind of deck you want. So he finds out that these ley lines run underneath the city and through each of these 10 guild gates. And he's like, huh, that's a weird coincidence. Those were built like 10,000 years ago, weren't they? That's really weird.
He's got his memory wiped so many times, he's kind of an idiot now.
Yeah.
He's like, his brain is just so tired.
Yeah.
Every time they wipe his memory, it takes 7 years off his life. That's like smoking.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why he's not allowed to wipe his memory in a car with kids.
Yeah.
Takes a year off their life, too.
yeah, he gets arrested.
Yeah. I don't even remember doing it.
Secondhand memory wipe. You've got his like picture on a pack of like whatever pack of magic cards, but it's like his brain and the like two sad kids. Just, like, every time you wipe your memory, you wipe our memory too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like a Canadian government sort of thing.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the no smoking in cars. Yeah.
Well, no, not the no smoking in cars.
Also, the warnings. They don't have that in the States.
Yeah.
They have it in Australia.
So here's the thing.
And some other places.
Here's the thing for y'all. Our packs of cigarettes up here have, at times, remarkably graphic photos
like
on them.
Like the tongue covered in tumors?
The tongue one that's all burnt up, yeah. There's one that's just like a really good photo of an open heart surgery where a big chunk of this person's heart has turned black.
Yeah.
Because a bunch of vessels has like burst
yeah,
in it.
Yeah, exactly.
There's ones of just like...
It's gross. Don't smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke. Don't buy smokes in Canada especially.
So these ley lines are running through each of the 10 guild gates. And just as Jace is about to share this discovery with his ally, Amara...
His memory gets wiped.
What's that?
His memory gets wiped.
No.
Okay.
Niv-Mizzet, the Fire Mind.
Right.
Dragon Overlord of the Izzet Guild proclaims to all the guild houses the secrets of the ley lines. So remember how Jace traded secrets with them? Or traded information with them?
Right.
It turns out they figured it out just as quickly as Jace did. And just as Jace was about to share it with his one ally, Niv-Mizzet says, now I figured this out. There's something called the Implicit Maze.
Yeah.
And at its center is great power for the first house to get there.
Okay, so now it's a mad, 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 mad world. There's a bunch of magic under a big W.
Exactly. So there would be a race. The first guild to reach the center would win the prize of the power it promised. So it's like a race through each of the guild gates in a specific order, and it would take you to a certain point where there was something called the Forum of... Sorry, one sec. I lost it here. Ah! Yeah, the Forum of Azor.
Okay.
So, when Azor created this the original guild pack, he had this failsafe for if it should fail, if a... why can't I remember the P word that means a thing that you say that it cancels itself?
A paradox.
Paradox. I keep wanting to say parable. I don't know why.
Yeah, Plato's paradox of the cave.
Paradox of the cave, like you said.
No, that's parable of the cave. It's paradox.
I know.
There you go.
I'm very sweaty.
Yeah, I know. We've had the AC off for a little while. It's not even... And I had to close all the windows. It's not even that hot today.
I'm hot. I'm hot and sweaty. And a little bit drunk.
Talk about the fire mines. Get me real hot.
We haven't met any ancient robots yet, so nobody's got to drink.
Thank God. No magic rocks either.
No magic and rocks yet?
You haven't been an idiot yet, so there's no excuse to drink.
Although I can't remember the word for
all right, fine,
paradox.
Whatever. I'll slam my beer the next time you fuck that up.
I almost fucked it up right then.
Yeah,
I almost said parable.
Don't.
So, the race is off.
All right.
Jace is joining as an independent, and each of the houses is sending a runner.
There's a bunch of magic under a big W.
Exactly. Each of the runners that the houses send is a card, a legendary creature card from Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
They all got their own printing in Dragon's Maze, is what the block was called, or the expansion was called.
And the expansion was how many blocks again? Five?
So the block is four expansions, or right. Four sets.
Okay, okay.
Dragon's Maze was the shortest of them. It was the only small, because you can either have a full size a full size set, or you can have a small set.
Right.
Dragon's Maze was the only small set.
Okay.
Of them, they're usually three or four. So the race is off. Jace is an independent. He and Amara are doing well. So they're kind of teamed up. He's like,
well, I'm an independent advisor to the Celestia Guild. I'm just going to see how things are going.
Is it more like the Amazing Race, where it's just like detour? You have to go back and eat a bunch of bugs at the last
that's
gate.
It. Now you gotta ride in a hot air balloon. Whoa!
So, like, spot the landmark from up here.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Let's go now. Put us down, balloon captain.
I do. I. You know, it's fun to assume that each house or each guild gate had its own flavored challenge.
But do they not?
Like the Rakdos Guild, it was like, you gotta kill all these innocents. Just go on a rampage of murder.
Find the orphan that has the clues hidden inside of it.
That's it. Like
we've cut open and sewed back, sewed shut all these orphans, but only one of them has your next clue inside
yeah,
of it.
That's
to cut open all these orphans.
And Demir, it's like okay, go assassinate this king for us.
The clue's in his crown.
Well, I really don't know if I should.
Come on, who wants to? Come on, baby,
yeah,
kill
come
that
on,
king.
Open the envelope.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I don't know if I could do this.
My mom and I got to like the second to last round of casting for Amazing Race Canada,
yeah.
but had to cancel. Yeah,
that'd be fun. So the race is off. They're doing well. They encounter Ral Zarek, who is the a planeswalker who's part of the Izzet.
Is it though?
Yeah, he is. He delays Jace. He also reveals a secret that Jace had forgotten.
Gasp.
About himself.
Okay.
To Amara.
That he was an orphan?
No, it was...
He's only an orphan on a technicality.
That's it. He's not an orphan. He's a first child once removed.
Yeah. he forgot who his parents were. They're probably very sad.
Yeah. yeah, so she abandons him. She's like, oh, well, you lied to me. And he's like, I didn't. I was drunk. I don't remember it.
That's not an excuse.
Kind of thing. Jace ends up getting arrested by the Azorius Senate.
Dang.
And they, you know, take him in for questioning, and they're like, bruh, what are you going to do to fix this? He's like, I'll find the secret power for your guy. And they're like, okay, you can go.
Good enough.
Yeah, so he's back. He goes back to the race.
Fair enough.
Jace would arrive late to the finish line, with the runners from each guild already there, locked in battle. Jace manages to convince them to stop, but Lazav, leader of House Demir, manipulated them all into fighting once more.
This is the assassin boys?
Yeah,
right,
so
the stabby
boys. And the leader of that house is like, no, keep fighting.
Stabby and everyone's
like,
boys,
well,
yeah.
He said we should keep... I don't remember who he is, but he said we should keep fighting.
And so everyone's just like, yeah, let's keep fighting.
He makes a good point.
Yeah. Just then, a construct known as the Bailiff of the Forum...
Awesome. Great name for anything.
...appears and gives all the runners the power of a spell called Supreme Verdict. And this is a card in Magic the Gathering, which would annihilate all the creatures in the forum if any one of them cast it. So...
my side and your side, though, right? Like, both sides of the board?
Everybody
okay.
dies.
Cool.
So, Supreme Verdict is a card in Magic the Gathering. It's white-blue, Azorius. So, like, as the forum, or the bailiff was created by Azor.
Right, yeah.
Azorius.
Yeah, because he's justice or whatever, so he's like
exactly, yeah.
the illusion of control or some
that's
shit.
That's it, and it's like,
laws.
If we're going to destroy everything, we're going to destroy everything, not just
both
your people.
Both sides,
everybody
right?
gets yeah. wiped with this thing.
Right. Okay.
And the card is destroy all creatures, they can't be regenerated, which is old terminology for even indestructible creatures are going to die.
Okay.
Because indestructible didn't used to be a thing, it used to be you could regenerate a creature, like as it was getting destroyed, it could just regenerate fast enough. And so this had specific wording to say, like, no, those creatures died too.
Heal faster than you can burn, sort
That's
of thing.
It.
Yeah.
And this was like, no. Everybody dies.
Okay.
This is a nuke that just that kills everything. So he gives everybody in this room the power of the Supreme Verdict and says, any of you can cast it at will.
But is this kind of like a Cold War thing where
exactly.
nobody wants to?
So now
to?
Everyone's standing there and nobody wants to be the guy that goes for it because somebody else, they're worried somebody else might cast it. Like, who's going to call your bluff?
Yeah.
And things must be getting pretty tense, right?
I'm going to do it.
Pointing a card.
I'm going to fucking do it.
Pointing a magic card at his head. Like, I'll do it. I'll do
it. You son of a bitch. No. Come down. Hold on. You do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Like a Mexican stand up with like magic cards.
Yeah, like a bunch of nerds standing there just pointing magic cards at each other.
Oh, everybody. Let's all. It's like Jace in the middle.
That's
like,
Jace.
Let's all take it easy.
So.
Fuck, there's so much good art for this.
Yeah, there's a couple of good ones for sure.
That's a lot. That's a lot of characters to draw in one night because we have to release in 2 days.
Exactly, yeah.
Jace, it might just be the suicide guy.
Jace, realizing how desperate the situation was, used his psychic powers to link the minds of all 10 runners, but at the cost of his own sanity. So he casts a spell and he basically like mind links everybody, but it's so taxing on him because he's like fully exposed to the brunt of each of the 10 minds.
Yeah.
Rather than just the link. That, like, he has 10 links. Everybody else has kind of, like, two links. It goes in a circle, I guess. I don't know. But,
okay.
Canonically speaking, it's, like, tearing his mind apart.
Yeah.
And the
bait... He mined his own flay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Listen to our callback.
Listen to our D&D podcast on Mind Flayers.
The bailiff, however, sees the sacrifice he was willing to make and lends his own aid in linking the minds of the runners, so he saves Jace's sanity. Once that was done, the bailiff decrees that Jace Bellerin was to be the new guild pact, a living guild pact who was tasked with maintaining the peace of the plane.
Oh, so the bailiff is now a big, badass walking robot cop?
Yeah, but he made Jace the guild pact.
Oh, Jace is the cop.
That's it.
Oh, okay, cool.
He's like, you passed the test.
Okay.
And then gives them the power of the guild.
That's what he sounds like?
Yeah. So I don't know how directly...
text on the card just says, sounds real dumb.
Sounds real dumb.
Hello, Jace. You are the guild pack now.
I don't know how directly Jace can affect the material plane of Ravnica. I don't know if it's on par with, like, what the guild pact was. I think it's much more like it's more like his job and his responsibility to step in and be like, hey, stop fucking around, you know, rather than being like, well, I'm just gonna rewrite the rules of reality and you can't fucking do anything.
Okay.
But that does
he has
mean
to show up and do it.
That Ugh. Yeah, but that does mean that he's not like a robot who can be defeated by a paradox, right? Like,
yeah. Hey, you got it. I just opened a beer, I don't have to drink, thank God.
That's it. It's like Could Jesus himself create a stone so heavy you can't lift? Shut the fuck up, Jerry. Stop fucking around. Meanwhile, the guild pack's like, I don't know. So this is a new setting for Dungeons & Dragons. I think it's a really cool setting because you could do it at any point in this history. And like, if you go back like 10,000 years, you can set your campaign to like before the first guild pack was made.
Yeah.
When like Rakdos, who is like literally a demon that's like 30 stories tall, it was just like walking around fucking killing everything, and like the Simic, who are the green blue, like they experiment with like biochemistry and stuff like they create something called Project Krage, who's just like this gelatinous ooze that like absorbs everything. So like Rakdos is going on this killing spree and he's killing all these angels and all these other things, and like Simic's just like, we could turn our jelly monster loose on him. And it just ends up, like, absorbing them, then spitting them back into, like, a pit of fire. It's like, if you're playing D&D, you can just, like, do it in the middle of all of that. You know?
Yeah, holy fuck.
Which is just, I think, so cool.
That's pretty good to say. I've still never played a D&D campaign.
We'll play one of these days,
I hope
promise.
So. Yeah. I've got my character concept, but I just don't have them rolled.
Do you? We'll roll them up, dude.
Yeah, well, like I told you, it's the it's a human character sheet, but the character design is he's two dwarves in
and a long coat, yeah.
I'm very funny.
You are very funny, Peter. Yeah. I'll give you that much. Yeah, so that's... I think that covers Ravnica. I did gloss over some stuff, like the 10,000 years ago stuff. I just kind of peppered it at the end. There's some real cool things there, but it's not...
Well, it's a jelly monster. That's pretty cool.
It's not by any stretch of the imagination complete. Like, it's really sparse 10,000 years ago. You know they all signed the guild pact. Like, Rakdos, that 30-story-tall demon, signed the guild pact.
And they just said,
just
like,
don't put me back inside the jelly man, please, well, they, for the love of God.
Yeah. Well, they just said it was just like, just to give him, they were like, okay, well, we got to give him a seat at the table. Otherwise, he's just going to go around and like fuck shit up for everyone.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So like, let's make him a part of this thing, sure. It's like, you know.
That's fair.
You know, the fucking really, really, really weird kid that's like, you know, always like, punching dogs and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, okay, if we don't invite him to a birthday party, he's going to shoot up the school.
That's it, yeah. Okay, so like, yeah. Bring him to the birthday party, it's fine.
He brought us an okay Lego set. It was worth it.
There's a clown making balloons, and he's just like, he keeps asking for animal balloons and popping them. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Weird.
Jesus Christ, Rakdos. Yeah. That said, Rakdos is one of my favorite commanders in the commander version of Magic the Gathering, which is where you play with. You pick one legendary creature, and you he's like your commander, and you can always cast him. You don't have to like search your deck for him. You
okay, cool.
Always have him up.
He can step in when his when the minions are not getting the job done.
That's it. But your whole deck has to match his colors.
Okay, so full red in this case.
Well, he's red black.
Oh,
so you have a red black deck.
So you can still have a dual color deck.
And Rakdos the card, his whole thing is you can't cast him unless an enemy has taken damage or lost life this turn.
Okay,
so you have to be dealing damage just in order to cast him. But he has a static ability that for every point of damage that you've dealt to your enemies, your creature spells cost that much less.
Oh,
so
cool.
So if you've dealt 10 damage to enemies, or enemies have just lost 10 life, which is technically different in Magic.
In total?
Yeah, in total. So you can have 3 enemies. If each of them lose 3 health, that's 9.
Yeah.
Then you can cast a spell for 9 less colorless mana. So I really like them with, like, big Eldrazi, those Lovecraftian horrors, because they don't cost colored mana at all.
Yeah, okay.
So you can have, like, a 15-cost card that you're just like, I dealt 15 damage. This cost me nothing to cast.
Oh, okay,
and you
cool.
You just throw them out kind of thing. Yeah. I like Magic. I like Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a good crossover.
That's been our
that's
Magic
why I,
and
That's
Dungeons
when I found
Dragons
out about
episode.
This. I sent it straight to you. I figured you'd already heard about it, but just in case. This is custom-made.
Yeah. I heard about it right before I left, actually.
Ethan thing, yeah.
Right before I left to your cellar in Columbus. Yeah. So, Peter, if we're looking for you on the internet, where can we find you?
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I do all the artwork for theloreboys.com. And, obviously, for everything we do, the artwork is also for twitch.tv/theloreboys.
Hello, boys!
If you want to hang out with Jamie.
Yeah, he's got a girlfriend now, if he ever streams. Once I get my gaming set up, I don't have a girlfriend anymore. Although I've looked at my school schedule this fall, and it's...
worse than a girlfriend.
It's not. It's much worse than a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I can never do it with a girlfriend, that's for sure.
Well, now you can make time.
And if you're looking for Jamie, at James the Miller on PSN. I don't know. J-Milk. Look up James the Miller on Facebook.
J-A-Y-M-I-L-L-K.
On
64 on PSN.
On PSN.
Is Jambo.
James the Miller on Facebook.
Yep.
James Miller _TLB on Instagram. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's not here.
He doesn't have Twitter.
He can't fucking get mad at us. You can find me at Ethan the Dead Man on Twitter. That's the only viable way of getting in touch
get
with
in
me.
There.
Get in there.
Get all up
Slide
in
Slide into my DMs.
Get up in his
it's
business.
It's all full of gay shit right now, so you'll fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Right between there.
And for anyone who's looking to support us financially, you will get a vial of my sweat because I'm too sweaty to think of a good goof.
For Lore Boys Prime.
For Lore Boys Prime.
Yeah.
So you get a vial of sweat. I'm a sweaty boy.
I'm going to turn the AC back on, so time is limited. Sign up now, because as soon as this AC goes back on, it's going to go down to 24 in here.
I am going
to
start bottling. I'm going to start bottling as soon as we hit stop record.
It's going to be
But
lovely.
As soon as it dries up, that's the limited supply.
There might only be a vial or two.
Exactly.
And the price will be determined with how many vials. So max what we're going to make, let's say we make $1,000 off vials.
No matter how
sweat.
Much we sell, we're going to make
$1,000.
$1,000.
Off sweat.
So if I make $1,000... Or if I make 1,000 vials, it's only going to be $1 a vial.
Yeah, but I'm turning the AC on in like 5 minutes.
If I make only one vial.
$1,000.
Get in there.
It's up to you guys.
Slide into those DMs.
Yeah.
Hit me up. New way of paying for it is to just send me unsolicited pictures of yourself. Yeah. Not anything crass. I mean, come on. Just nice, beautiful selfies of you.
Or a sink full of dirty dishes.
Or a sink full of dirty dishes. Or, yeah, send me a picture of your apartment. That'd be great.
I get off on that.
I'd love that. And that constitutes a Lore Boys.
Lore Boys.
Out.
Hi, Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.